would you Steeler fans be interested in Plex coming back? It's an interesting topic, and I guess if we're going to talk about the Steelers end of this, we ought to bring in a guy who knows a lot about the Steelers, the PG's Ed Bouchette, presented by Wright GMC in Wexford and Mount Lebanon Office Equipment. Ed, do you think that's even in the realm of possibility that Plexico Burress could be a Steeler again?
My initial reaction, John, is to say no, but I wrote about it this morning saying, hey, if certain things would happen, why not? I mean, he was a good teammate. He never got into any big trouble here. He was productive. But, of course, there are a lot of issues involved that you'd have to get past first.
Such as?
Well, the first thing is he in shape? What kind of shape is he in? Do you think he can still play? He hasn't played for 2.5 years, and two of those have been in the slammer. So I don't know what kind of workout routine he's been on. So he'd have to show you that. You'd want to talk to him, maybe even have a psychologist talk to him, see where his state of mind is. And the third thing's money. I mean, you're not going to give the guy a lot of money, especially not up front, because you bring him to training camp and he doesn't come up to expectations, you might want to just cut him.
I hear what you're saying, Ed, and how are you, by the way? It's good to talk to you.
I'm trying to keep busy, Joe.
I hear you. He was a good teammate. His teammates liked him, but he was also a bit of a malinger. I mean, last time he was here with the Giants, I remember that day the story was he didn't show up for one of his therapy sessions, his physical therapy sessions. He may have been able to use the other kind of therapy, but also the very first day when Bill Cowher went to interview him coming out of college, he didn't show up for that either. There seemed to be a lot of little incidents like that along the way. It doesn't sound like a guy like Mike Tomlin would welcome that.
No, but, you know, Mike Tomlin was willing to go after Michael Vick, and it was the Rooneys who said no on that, Joe. So I think first of all, you have to look at it from a football point of view. They could use a guy like him. We don't know what Emmanuel Sanders and Antonio Brown are going to turn out to be. They look like they have potential, but there's a lot more involved than that. And, you know, when they start playing more, we'll find out more about it. But it'd be nice maybe to have a bridge guy like Plexico out there with Mike Wallace and Hines Ward when they go to three wide receivers.
Now, wait a second. Going back to this Michael Vick thing, that's interesting. Was that ever reported that Mike Tomlin was interested in Michael Vick?
Joe, that's what, two years ago. I can't remember if I blogged it, wrote it, if I did or not. But I do know that he was interested.
I'll tell you, Ed, I think right when this happened a while back, I remember doing something, might have been with Pony or something, and we brought this up, and it's still, I hear what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. The money's going to be the last straw, I think. I think he's still 6'5", and you're getting a gem here because he's going to be on his best behavior. So whatever you get that first year, it's a one-year contract, just to see if he's, you know, where he's at. I like it a lot. A lot of familiar faces on this team that can probably keep him in check. And at the end of the day, all the stuff that happened bad, they were kind of, you know, things you would sign up for. If you're going to have a guy getting kind of, besides shooting yourself in the leg, he's not a cancer in that locker room is what I'm saying. You hear that word a lot with people and say you got to get him out. Randy Moss and another guy eventually wore out his welcome wherever he went. I don't see Plexico that way. I see him coming out as a changed man. If you hear him, you know, and I'm sure you've spoken with him and you've read some stuff on him. Everyone around him said that this guy's changed. He's 33 years old, but he's going to be on his best behavior, and he's still 6'5", depending on the shape. I like the move. He could still be a pretty good teacher to Emmanuel Sanders. And, you know, obviously him and Hines can – I don't know. I like the move. I think you need a guy 6'5 on this team. I think it would only help out if he's in shape, yes, but he's still – you're going to get the best Plexico you're going to – probably his whole career because he's going to be on his best behavior.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Josh. And, no, I have not talked with him. I haven't talked with him since he was in the Super Bowl with the Giants. But, I always liked Plex, and you as a former teammate sound like you liked him. I think his teammates did. He did not do anything here that you'd say, oh, you can't bring him back because he did that. Stuff he was doing here was piddling stuff. The last year of his contract, he didn't come to a couple of mini camp practices. That's standard operating procedure. He was, I think he played hard. The only thing is, like I said, you have some issues. What's the money? Is he in shape? And hey, there's probably going to be some competition for him. And I see the Eagles are interested.
Sure.
If he can play, somebody's going to be interested.
And that's just it. We don't need him, but we can use him, as where other teams are going to definitely need him. I agree with that.
Yeah, and he also, who knows? I mean, he also might see this as a place where it's a best fit for him in many ways, personally and professionally. But, you know, again, numbers are going to rule on that. He has an agent that's all about numbers, Drew Rosenhaus. And I don't see it happening. I just kind of raise the issue because I think somebody ought to think about it.
Well, as Drew Rosenhaus once said with T.O., next question. It's Seibel, Starkey, and Miller talking with the PG's Ed Bouchette. Ed, Joe had a question for you here.
Yeah, Joe.
Just a quick update, Ed. Aaron Smith, how is he?
I think he's on vacation, Joe. I think it's a long, long vacation.
That's very nice. Ed, what kind of shape typically would have Hines Ward been in this time of year if the NFL calendar was not disrupted by this whole CBA garbage?
Probably not as good a shape as he is right now, but these guys keep themselves in really good shape. I mean, there might be a few. Best example, of course, is Casey Hampton through the years, but most of these guys stay in pretty good shape. They're not in the kind of shape they're going to be in August 29th, but, you know, they go year-round now, and I don't think he's in that great of better shape, but certainly a different kind of shape. I mean, Danson will take it out of you, and he's not just doing the waltz every night.
Hey, at Emmanuel Sanders, Antonio Brown, you think obviously not being around campus there and having these voluntary workouts, you think this is going to stunt their growth for next year?
Josh, I think that the fact that they were here last year helped them a whole lot. You know, they talk about guys making that big step to the next step between first and second year. That of course, is true. But the guys it's really hurting, of course, are the rookies and especially the undrafted guys. But, you know, the cornerbacks, they needed to be here. And if they're going to make some kind of contribution other than on special teams, they probably needed to be here and be in that defense. They're going to be behind the eight ball. And, you know, we're going to see the same corners out there, provided Ike Taylor re-signs, that we saw last year, I think.
Ed, I'm going to throw a double barrel question at you. First off, what expectation or what role did you think that the Steelers had in mind for Cameron Hayward? And what do you think the drop-dead date for CBA would be until his value or anything he contribute for the 2011 season starts to diminish rapidly?
Well, one of the things they could use him for is as a rush guy. I know he's not a pure rush guy, but you can put him in those situations, a dime defense, if you will, even inside, where you know the other team's going to pass, and you don't have to really know a whole heck of a lot other than maybe rush the passer, or you know, I don't think that's too difficult. The Ziggy Hood kind of role when Ziggy was a rookie, I envision it that. But I don't know that there's a drop dead date. Obviously, the longer this thing goes on, the less the rookies, I think, are going to contribute. And the more, let's say, Ziggy Hood, provided Aaron Smith's healthy, that Ziggy Hood's going to get more snaps that maybe Cameron might have gotten, you know, under normal circumstances.
Ed, we appreciate the time.
Always, Joe.